Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here is Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Strawny. I'm very well.
That's the way. A lot warmer today because of this cloud around. You notice that? Yeah. I mean, half the temperature, half the, degrees it was today, yesterday, because it was so clear. But anyway.
Just insulating that heat in. That's all you want.
Exactly right. Now, what are they cranking on about today?
Yes, so in the Daily Telegraph, I'll fix the chaos, says Premier Gladys Berejiklian. Premier's 18-month deadline to solve congestion crisis. 18 months, Premier Gladys Berejiklian yesterday set herself this deadline to fix the long jams on our roads and the chronic overcrowding on our buses and trains. Ms Berejiklian promised the tipping point was around the corner with several game-shifting projects about to come to fruition. As well as that, teachers ticked off. Primary school teachers are being forced to fill in more than 1,000 questions about the progress of their students every 5 weeks as part of a bizarre new tracking system that includes assessing how a child expresses feelings and needs and if they are using appropriate personal greetings. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, political donor funded UN bribery scandal. One of Australia's most generous political donors has been named in federal parliament for funding the bribery of a senior United Nations official and for being closely associated with the lobbying arm of the Chinese Communist Party. And PM faces party unrest over tax cut turmoil. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is facing a new test on his contentious plan to cut company taxes after a spectacular backflip by Pauline Hanson left the reform stranded in the Senate and prompted coalition backbenchers to warn that the saga could cost them the next election.
Thank you, Lee. Now, locally with you, plenty happening, including some interesting, again, police work yesterday.
Yes, is that the Foster one? Yeah, down in Foster. That was an interesting one. So, from what I've been reading this morning, a man in Foster was looking to speak to a female at a property, and the female actually had an AVO against him. He entered the window of this certain property and entered into a fight with another man. That man ended up having a fractured skull and his finger nearly bitten off as well. So court proceedings now being taken against this other man.
Yeah, in Port Hospital, the other man concerned. It's an amazing story. Further details coming up there. All the sport as well. Coming up with Lee. Now, also coming up after 7. Now, you couldn't make this up. Now, technology can be good, as we know, very good. And it can be bad, as we've seen with the Telstra outages. Look, I'm talking about... Look, Lee, you're very young. Do you remember cartoons at all?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what did baddies have around their leg when they were in jail?
Around their leg when they were in jail?
Yeah, like the old ball and chain, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you had, like as big as a basketball, right?
Absolutely.
Made of iron or lead. You're not going anywhere, are you?
No.
Well, will we bring this back? Criminals' electronic ankle bracelets have failed to work in Queensland, South Australia and Northern Territory after the outage.
Oh, no.
Should we go back to the ball and chain? I mean, come on.
That's a good idea.
What do you think? the electronic bracelets failing to work. Do we go back to the cartoons that always worked? The baddies couldn't get away. We'll be talking about that after 7. Lee's amazed. He's shaking his head and he's wandering off down the corridor. Thank you, Lee.
Cheers.
We love our city. Feels good.
Love the community spirit. It's a great spot for the kids.
Triple M.
Love the giggles in the morning.
You're funny.
Feels good. I've always got it on.
What's not to like?
It's great.